Another area of high concern for us right now is hepatitis C. Hepatitis C, the landscape for treatment has been revolutionized since 2013 with essentially a miracle drug that has 95%+ cure rates, and it also has a very high price tag. I'm sure all your listeners will be familiar with the way the pharmaceutical industry has of charging very much for commodities that have, special, that are especially medically necessary. The problem that jails and prisons have is that they have a disproportionate number of individuals who are infected with hepatitis C. So by providing treatment to cure all those individuals, would literally break their budgets, right? But not providing treatment, allowing people to suffer from a progressive illness and suffer liver damage, increasing fibrosis, cirrhosis, a host of other problems associated with hepatitis C, is cruel and unusual punishment in violation of the Eighth Amendment. So we have one of those cases right now where we just won a major court order, and we're tracking a number of other individuals who have hepatitis C. There are plenty of short-term or intermediate-level reforms that can get people out of prison and get people the care they need while they're there. An infusion of money from the legislature could eradicate hepatitis C in the prisons. That would have major public health benefits and be a boon to the economy by not having so many health expenditures.